brain relax and you will accept some suggestions in that moment. I know if I bring the sound of my talking over, the voice, the volume will be up and down, you will be confused. So you are not the exception. First of all, you should bring out the exception. Discover it in you, bring it out. Not to cover it with all these fashion decorative styles, which is the goldsmith. That's what he wants to talk about. That was the first paragraph when he talked about the gold. So at the end of the paragraph, he told you, forget it. Whatever you do, the outcome is upside down. More you try, less happy you are. Let's get out of this domain. Second paragraph. What was the second paragraph? He said, take off your shoes, let's go somewhere else. Somewhere holy. Somewhere which is an exceptional place. A temple. Over there is a place which has a dual meaning. It's the place of the leader, and it's the war zone.
Mihrab.
Because it's the place of war. Let's you entangle yourself. And let's see you crying. Let's see you understanding that you're confused. Then we'll go to another state of existence.
Dream.
I like that state of dream. Why? Because you're listening to me and you cannot be very logical because I'm talking about dreams. And in dreams, every illogical thing could happen. So your logic is dismissed. That critical view that you say, oh, that's illogical. I'll tell you, oh, last night, so big, I could swallow pine trees by dozen. You cannot say, oh, no, that's not possible, and things like that. I was talking about the dream. That's why I wanted to get out of that small, teeny, weeny, oversimplified universe of yours, which is the logical part of it. Because you remember I talked about the rule. What is the rule? This is something you should really be capable of answering, because you are rule-abiding citizens. Within human beings, you are one of the best. So you should understand what the law is. What the rule is. What is the rule? Simply this, I explain it with my bad English, so it will have to be better understood, because I'm not going to play with the linguistic stuff. To the limited understanding of some happening simplified to be understandable by ignorant people. This is what rule is. This is what law is. You tell me, what's the law of gravity?
Simplified, it's things.
First of all, law of gravity. Gravity is something that we don't understand. No, we don't know anything. We know zilch about it. Okay? The physicist, the Nobel Prize winner physicist, we know nothing about it. Okay, that nonsense. A very vague idea of some couple of these crazy people mixed together will make a very vague knowledge of this stuff. I'm talking about what it is in the mind of the best physicist. Then that must be super simplified to be understood by the freshman in a college. Or more simplified to be understood by every stupid fellow. Because every stupid fellow knows about gravity. I want to know what does that fellow know? I tried hard, really hard, but I know nothing. We know nothing. We don't have the law for it. We wished for that unificative formula to arrive and cover them all. And recently, there are some mesmerizing stuff that it could never be done. It's out of reach for good. Because one part of it is not understandable. Those string theory and stuff, let's see. So you see, that's what law is. An oversimplification of a nonsense. You know what is not nonsense to me? One law that could be applied everywhere. Universal. Do we have such a thing? You know that in the micro space and macro space, we have two different sets of law. And they don't apply to each other. Impossible. Isn't it funny? If you make it a little bit bigger, it works differently. A little bit smaller, the scale is smaller, work differently. It's not silly, we don't know a lot. So one part of that logic of yours is to believe in what you believe as a complete set. Although there are a lot of it, you don't know anything. It doesn't matter because your TV is black and white. Nothing for you is good or bad. And we know it's in your animal part. Because your animal part is the judge. What does your animal part do? Go around and judge the stuff. This is good for me, this is not good for me. This is food, this is poison. Right? The guy will look at it and say, this is poison, I pick it up and I eat it and it's good for me. So that stuff is good or poison. Or the thing that is good for me is poison for my bird. Have you ever fed a little bit Drambuie or to a bird? That's it, that's what it is. You judge for your own. That's your logic. And it's silly. Therefore, let's go to the state of dream. And in that state of dream, you understand, dream is not the limit. There is something beyond the limit. Beyond the dream even. What was that? Imagination. That universe of imagination, which is mainly our universe. Because all the logic actually will be discussed in book one. The beginning of the book two, you will say, now I will go to imagination, because that's what it is. And we could go far enough in imagination because we believe there is something beyond that. What is that? Look at me if I'm asking the wrong question.
Non-existence.
We understand non-existence. That is the point. Not only we understand the existing situations as the best animal could do, we could understand non-existence and we could feel strongly about it. If you are a lover, even a short distance